We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, obviously, I think around the league, you don't really call what you're going to call in the season. But there is different ways that you can look at it in terms of, hey, this defensive coordinator that we're playing came from this system, so defensively, what are they doing? What can they do? And again, it's football at the end of the day. You know, I love preseason because I get to sit back and cheer my brothers on and see guys compete.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. We know he will not play tomorrow when the Bills take on the Colts at 4 p.m. We also know that Matt Ryan will play, and pretty extensively, actually. Frank Reich made that announcement, the head coach of the Colts. So I'm excited for that, Joe. I think that a test for this secondary that's battling for positions, I think it's pretty cool to see them go up against a quarterback like Matt Ryan and the receivers they're going to bring to the table.
Kind of interesting that Matt Ryan played in the NFL for 13 years without ever making a trip to Buffalo, and twice in his last three games, I believe he's making a trip to Buffalo.
That's a good point, because remember they played up in Atlanta that one year. Up in Toronto. Played up in Toronto that one year. So let's think back to last year's preseason, Joe. I'm going to ask you a couple trivia questions. Let's see how much you remember.
Okay. Love it.
Who had the most carries for the Bills in preseason last year?
Antonio Williams.
No, he's pretty. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five people had more carries than Antonio Williams.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, most carries. Singletary played in the Lions game and maybe with the starters. I'll go with a non-depth guy. I'll go with Singletary.
Singletary was one of only three to have double-digit carries, so that's a good one. I'll give you a hint. Is a player that was not an active on game day a lot, but he was on the active roster.
Matt Breida.
16 carries, 61 yards. Behind him, Reggie Gilliam, 11 carries last year.
Really? Okay.
Can you remember any Reggie Gilliam carry from the preseason last year?
I actually think I might, because I remember there was a game where Antonio Williams, I think, got hurt, and I was wondering, who's going to go in at running back? Because I didn't think of Gilliam. Gilliam's listed as a fullback. So I'm like, it's going to be Breida, Moss, or Singletary. So someone they probably want to play in the regular season, but it's going to have to play here.
Yeah.
But then they just put Gilliam in. I'm like, that makes sense. Without risking any of the other running backs, just throw Gilliam in there. And he did, I think, fine. I don't remember the stats, but
he had two touchdowns, by the way. He had 11 carries, 32 yards, and two touchdowns. He averaged less than 3 yards a carry, but he did get into the end zone twice. So that being said, if you know that it was last year Breida, Gilliam, Singletary in that order, what would you think this year looks like? Who's going to lead the team in carries?
This year, who's their Breida? Well, Moss?
Mike? I think it might be Zach Moss.
I think Zach Moss. Zach Moss might be the favorite. Now, remember, Williams, I don't remember what game that was. Williams did get hurt last year. So, might predict second is going to be like a guy that is not going to make the roster. So,
Duke Johnson?
I was actually going to go with Raheem Blackshear.
Okay, I like it.
Is he the fifth guy on the depth chart? Fifth or sixth?
Is he the new Antonio Williams, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Is he what he is?
Yeah, he's the guy that we're going to get a call in 2 weeks of, hey, this Blackshear guy looks pretty good, but we know he's not going to make it. So him slash Duke Johnson. Because Duke Johnson would be someone that's fighting for the team, but probably on the outside looking in. So I think that would make sense that guys like that would start to get some carries.
All right, so let's go to receiving.
Okay.
It's funny. I'm going to give you the top receiver in a minute. Well, actually, there's a tie at top receiver. I don't think you'll get the two guys. You might get the first guy, but the other one is not a receiver or a tight. He's a running back. And I totally forgot he was even here because he does not show up on the carries list. There's a running back last year who had 8 catches but no carries. Do you know who that is?
8 catches, no carries. I feel like we named all the running backs.
I thought we did too.
Except for Christian Wade, but he was injured, so he never played.
That's right.
So, is this a name where you would think most people have heard the name, or is this like a out of nowhere guy that most don't know?
Kind of. He played in the league, but you'd be like, wait a minute, when was he on the Bills in preseason? Bilal Powell.
No way. Yep. What? That happened? Bilal Powell was on the Bills, like for the preseason.
It says. Hold on, unless I'm getting the wrong. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe I.
Is it a different Powell?
Bilal. It's got to be different Powell, right?
Who
was the Powell last year?
Bilal Powell hasn't played in the NFL since 2019.
Okay, good. Okay, good. That's what I thought. This said B Powell. See, it's Friday, folks. All right, let me just go game by game here. Who was Powell on the team last year? Who was the Powell on the team last year?
I'm quick at this. Let's see how quick. Brandon Powell.
Brandon Powell. I thought it was Bilal Powell. That's right.
Brandon Powell.
Thank you. Brandon Powell.
Yeah, no, never.
Boy, that was a disaster on my part. My apologies. I was thinking Bilal Powell for some reason, looking at the B Powell on the list.
Yeah, I was never, ever getting to Brandon Powell in a million years.
Okay, so no Brandon Powell. But anyway, the person that Brandon Powell had the most receptions with last year, tied, is a known player on the Buffalo Bills. They both had 8 catches in preseason last year.
Gabriel Davis.
Yes, Gabe Davis actually had 8 catches last year to lead the Bills in preseason catches. Now, he became, you know, better in the player that at the end of the year, like, oh my God, 4 touchdowns. We are here where we are with Gabe Davis now. When you think back last year, does that kind of surprise you that Gabe Davis was playing so much and had 8 catches?
A little bit. I don't remember what I thought of it. I probably would have been annoyed because I wanted to see him get an expanded role. And it didn't really happen at the beginning of the year. So I guess it doesn't stun me because he was the 4th guy. Like, he was a depth guy. He was behind Emmanuel Sanders. They might have been open to him, and he did, kind of, you know, taking a step forward. But, no, when the season started, that's not surprising because he was a backup, right? So I think that makes given that Diggs doesn't play in the preseason, and they, because of Beasley and Sanders' age, not wanting to give them too much work, yeah, he, like, when starters were in, I would imagine he would have been the guy in that preseason.
I'm never going to live down Bilal Powell here, by the way.
Bilal Powell. Right,
so Gabe Davis and Brandon Powell were the top 2 guys last year, and right after that was Isaiah McKenzie. I don't think it surprises you, given the role that he had. After that was Marquez Stevenson, and then we get to the Breedas of the world, Tanner Gentry, Jacob Hollister was on the team. So what does that look like this year? Who is this year's guy to lead? Is there a guy like a Gabe Davis, which is, yeah, he's going to be a player on the team, but he's not necessarily a starter, but he certainly has a role, and he's going to get some time in the preseason.
I guess who would that be? Like, would Crowder play that much in the preseason to where he would be that guy? I don't think so, because he's a veteran.
I think Khalil Shakir could qualify for this.
Yeah, Shakir is good for this. Shakir might be one of my favorites. He's going to play a lot. He's maybe pretty good. And since he's like the perfect combination of rookie and also might have a role, even if it's a small one, on offense, you could see him play early and late. So, yeah, he might be good just because he probably figure he's going to play a lot.
I'm looking at tight ends here as I go through.
Tommy
this.
Sweeney
tight
would ends. Be my guy for this year. Tommy
yeah,
Sweeney.
Yeah, he was way down the list, actually. He only had 2 catches. Remember, he was coming back from myocarditis from the year before, too.
Yep. And then
Dawson Knox.
Well, I guess, no, Hollister was here. I was going to say he was the number 2 tight end, but not really, right? Preseason started, and I think we all thought Hollister was the number 2.
Hollister had 4 catches to lead tight ends. Nate Becker had 3 catches. Nate Becker was 2nd on the team. Dawson Knox was tied for that. He had 3 catches, and Tommy Sweeney had 2 catches. So those were the guys right there. All right, let's take a look. Who were the return guys last year? Let's see who had returns. Okay, not surprising. I mean, they gave Isaiah most of the return duties. He had 4, but then it was Marquez Stevenson. Marquez Stevenson had 3 punt returns, 5 kickoff returns, including the punt return for a touchdown against the Bears that he did. Basically, we found out later, on a broken foot, which was pretty incredible. At this point, and Brandon Powell, by the way, had a couple of returns.
Brandon Powell, there he is.
At this point, though, is there a return guy? Because Stevenson is hurt. He's not going to do it. Who's the return guy during preseason to try and win the job? Because I don't think it's going to be McKenzie based on what we've seen and how much he's been, you know, used on offense and what we think his role is going to be.
My first thought was Tavon Austin. But I don't know, Austin's 32. The Bills might think they know what he provides them as a returner. So I might want to cop out and answer Shakir again, because maybe they're curious about Shakir and, hey, can he do this? Like, let's see what it looks like. Because, again, Austin, you know, you probably want him to get some reps, but 32 years old, almost 10 years in the league, I think you should know what he is. Like, he's going to be a stable return guy for you. Whereas Shakir, like, we don't know. So I would say Shakir, and then, well, Stevenson is a no, right, because he's injured?
Stevenson's not playing tomorrow, for sure. He's injured.
So I think I'd go Shakir.
I would say that he might, based on the way McDermott made it sound last week, he could miss the whole preseason for all we know.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to answer Shakir then. I think Shakir gets the most returns in the preseason. And, like, they give him a shot to earn that role.
That's punt returns we're talking. I don't know how kickoff returns look. I mean, you could almost have anybody back there. Kickoff returns are a little bit different. You know how that works. I think James Cook could be in the mix there. We'll see. Shakir, Duke Johnson could be in the mix there. He could be in punt return mix as well. I agree. I think Shakir might be the guy. I'd like to see that. And look, I've been saying all along, I think he's a sneaky play to be a return man on this team. He did it at Boise State. He was not bad at it. He doesn't have that top-end breakaway speed. But a lot of times he makes that first guy miss, and that's all you need. And that's good for a good 6-7 yard return, which kind of helps you in field position. So I think Shakir is definitely a guy for this. All right, you know the quarterbacks last year who were on the team. But, you know, interestingly enough, they were all kind of pretty similar in how many attempts they had in preseason, including Josh Allen. So rank these quarterbacks from what you remember, how many attempts they had in preseason last year. Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky, Davis Webb, and Jake Fromm.
Rank them in terms of how I remember them?
Attempts you think they had? Okay. Who had the most attempts from the quarterback group last year? I just gave you the four quarterbacks.
Jake
who
Fromm.
Had the most attempts?
Jake Fromm, I'm guessing he was number one.
He did. He had 36 attempts last year in preseason. Who was number two?
Davis Webb.
Good job. He had 28.
Trubisky, 3.
No, wait. I'm sorry. That is not true.
Oh.
Trubisky had 30.
Trubisky had 30 and Webb had 28. Okay, so then Allen was last.
And then Josh Allen had 26, which is pretty close.
Right, they were all in that Green Bay game? He had 26 attempts in one half of that Green Bay game.
Incredible, right? They just went out slinging the ball, apparently, against Green Bay.
Wow.
He was 20 of 26, which is a 77% completion rate, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Allen lit it up last year against Green Bay in preseason, Joe.
Yeah, this is the one where I might most be not knowing like what that'll look like this year, because there's no camp arm, if you will, like developmental arm, maybe is the way to put it. Like what Jake Fromm was, development guy. This year, it's the two veterans. You've got your Davis Webb replacement and Matt Barkley, and you've got your Trubisky replacement and Case Keenum, but there's no Fromm replacement. So maybe Allen plays a half again, and that's going to be 20 to 30 attempts. And then, I mean, Keenum and Barkley split up the rest of it. And I don't think you want to put too much on Keenum's plate, given that he is the immediate backup to Allen. So I guess my best guess would be Barkley, right? Barkley leads the team in attempts for the preseason.
I think that's right. I think I don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow yet. My guess is you could do a split tomorrow. Maybe Keenum gets a half, Barkley gets a half.
Yeah.
If your plan is for Josh Allen to play the third game, which I don't know either, if your plan is for that, then you probably get Allen and then mostly Keenum in that game, because that obviously feels like it's more of a regular season situation. So then what does that do for Barkley for these first two games? Does he get more of the work in these first two games than Keenum would, because Allen's going to get mixed in? I think that's what you have to balance. But I agree with you. At the end of the day, you might be looking at Barkley. I don't know. I wouldn't rule out Keenum leading the team in attempts. Like, to me, he feels like he's going to play every game in some fashion.
I also wouldn't rule out them bringing in another quarterback just to get passes in, just to use them up, because they used to do that, not maybe this regime, but the Bills used to do that when there was a fourth preseason game. I actually was looking this up earlier because I'm putting some trivia together for next week, and I came across Keith Wenning, who the Bills signed the day before a preseason game. He played the preseason game, and then they cut him. They did that with Jordan Palmer, who's now the famous quarterback coach, Allen's personal quarterback coach. And they did it 1 year with Matt Sims. Sims was here the year before. The next year, he wasn't on the team. They signed him right before the fourth preseason game and played him. Now, again, that's a little different, I think, now that there's three, because the third one is typically the dress rehearsal. I don't think we know what the Bills will do with that, because if it maybe they want to do that in the home game, not just necessarily the third game. But let's say they say I'll put Allen in the home game. Then the third preseason game on the road, would they just sign anyone up? They did it with Matt Leinart too, I should have mentioned. It's the most famous one. Would they just sign someone off the street and be like, Barkley is our Webb. He's our quarterback coach in the room at the position.
Mm-hmm.
Keenum's the backup. So we don't want to play him a lot either. Allen's obviously not playing. So, I would leave the door open to...
I just came up with a great idea.
They just sign a fourth guy.
I just came up with a great idea.
Who?
All right, well, first of all, to answer your question, you have to think about numbers. They have to cut to 85 after this game. They have to cut to 75 after the second game. You can't just... You know, you don't want to necessarily do that at the expense of somebody you want to keep around. But they can do it, there's no doubt. Here's the idea. Are you ready?
Yep.
And then we'll go to break. I'm going to see how this feels. Third preseason game for the Bills. Sal Capaccio's idea. That's when you sign Ryan Fitzpatrick to a one-day contract. He comes in. He throws a few passes. Everybody's good. Fitz retires a Bill, and you don't have to use those arms.
I love it. Yeah, just I'm good with – hey, that's a good idea. And just rotate it each year. Sign someone fans are going to be interested in. Hey, you want to watch Ryan Fitzpatrick today? Here you go. Hey, you remember Matt Schaub? We just brought him back. He's going to throw some passes today for us. Just sign quarterbacks people have heard of. I like it. Fitz for week three. I'm in.
We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll look at the defense, what happened last year. Can't leave those guys off. Got a couple of questions. We'll kind of bounce around on what that looks like for the preseason this year. And remember, back to 2021 as well on the Extra Point Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.